This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The U.S. Forest Service will be conducting prescribed burns today along U.S. 40 on the Steamboat Springs side of Rabbit Ears Pass. Smoke will be visible along Highway 40 in Steamboat Springs and South Rock County. The principal of Moffat County High School, Ryan Frink, will finish out the school year. Frink has announced he's leaving the district to take a job at the Front Range to be closer to family. The Moffat County School District is hosting a high school principal candidate forum next Wednesday evening at the high school. Colorado State Patrol says there was a 25% decrease in stolen vehicles last year from the year before. But at the top of the list, the most stolen vehicle is the Chevy Silverado, followed by the Hyundai Elantra and Sonata. The Ford F-250 and F-150 are ranked number 5 and 6 for being most stolen in Colorado. In the continuing update of the new cluster post office boxes in Milner, the box to mail letters has been removed. So the residents can get their mail, but they can't mail any letters. We've inquired if they'll be getting a box to mail their mail, and we'll let you know. A new group has been formed called the Colorado State Legislative Rural Caucus. It is bipartisan, meaning both Republicans and Democrats are on it. They're from the state Senate and the House of Representatives. Senator Dylan Roberts is the majority caucus chair and one of the four founding members out of the 17 on the committee that plans to bridge the rural-urban divide through education and outreach. All four corners of the state are represented, including Northwest Colorado. Northwest Colorado Health is looking for English and Spanish-speaking volunteers to help in both Route and Moffat counties. This is with hospice, the Haven Assisted Living, and events. More information is at northwestcoloradohealth.org. Memorial Regional Health is hosting community conversations from noon to 1 in the conference rooms at MRH today. Olivia Sheely is the speaker. She'll talk about being a sexual assault nurse examiner and forensic nurse examiner. The local marketing district for Moffat County meets at 4 o'clock this afternoon in Commissioner Chambers. A report from the Museum of Northwest Colorado is on the agenda. The Steamboat Springs Police Department launching Behind the Badge starts today. It's a chance for residents to speak with local officers about local issues. The first talk is at 5:30 today with the school resource officers. It's in the combined law enforcement facility building at 2027 Shield Drive. Local governments and community partners in the Yampa Valley are considering forming a regional transportation authority. There's a meeting in Oak Creek tonight in council chambers at 6:30. Three contests have begun with the Colorado Crane Conservation Coalition. It's the Crane Coloring Contest, the Crane Festival Poster Contest, and Photo Contest. Details are on our website. And Cherish the Little Things features artwork from local kids in preschool through high school. Stop by the Center of Craig at 601 Yampa Avenue this afternoon to see the art show. Hours are 3 to 7 and then noon to 6 Friday and 10 to 4 on Saturday. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.